We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You decide.
2020.
All right, Trey, you're the one, you're the keeper of the list. We're up to...
I think this is 21.
Yeah. Gosh, we really do need to get a whiteboard in here and just keep the names going. Now that we've got random Congress people joining it. I mean, it was one thing, it was top-tier people that everybody's familiar with.
I mean, at least Congress people have been elected. It's but random lifestyle coaches jumping in, like Marianne Williamson. That's one.
Okay, well, that's true. That's like completely crazy. But I still think you're a member of Congress. Yeah, let's do the list. Let's
do the list. Joe Biden, former VP, former senator.
Yes.
Cory Booker of New Jersey.
Right.
Pete Buttigieg, mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Julian Castro, former HUD secretary.
Mm-hmm.
John Delaney, representative from Maryland. Tulsi Gabbard, representative from Hawaii. Kirsten Gillibrand, a senator from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Gravel, former senator from Alaska. Kamala Harris, senator from California. John Hickenlooper, governor of Colorado. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota. Wayne Messam, mayor of Miramar, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Miramar, Florida.
Seth Moulton, representative from Massachusetts.
Yeah, another one.
Beto O'Rourke, former representative from Texas.
Loser.
Tim Ryan, representative from Ohio. Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont. Eric Swalwell, representative from California.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts. Marianne Williamson, Arthur lecturer, lifestyle coach. Andrew Yang, entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, really, I would just tell you, as a communications guy who was, you know, there was a period of time there, and I think it was very legitimate, I don't think this was crazy, that people were talking about George Allen running for governor. Very successful governor of Virginia, pretty successful senator for the most part, shook up things up there a little bit, and, you know, clearly it didn't work out for the senator. But, you know, you got to hustle. But when you announce for president, I think a general rule should be the average voter should have heard of you before, right? I mean, you need to have made the rounds media-wise. You need to have been on the scene a little bit. I don't think you just decide, you know what, I'm going to run for president of the United States, and I'm gonna work real hard the next couple of months to make sure people know who I am. Now, that might work for city council. It might work for mayor of, you know, some towns. But I just don't think that if you really step up that way for president of the United States, and the average person who is paying attention to politics, but, you know, it's not their obsession, they're not, you know, focused on politics like some of us are, if they haven't ever heard of you, that's a bad sign. So finally today, someone who does have legitimacy. I mean, I would never vote for him, and I think he's like a used car salesman his entire life in the Senate. You know, huckster. But he's legit, and a lot of people do like him, is Joe Biden. And finally, he's in the race. So let's play for you the audio of his announcement that hit the air this morning at 6 o'clock.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illumined by torches, veins bulging and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Well, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Folks, America's an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. It instills in every person in this country the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve if you work at it. That's what we believe. And above all else, that's what's at stake in this election. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Should I? I'll say something nice. The piano player was really good. In that was a nice piano rendition of some soothing music there. Look, I know some of you are probably thinking, why are you giving time to Joe Biden on the air? Because I want you to be able to talk about Joe Biden. I think that Joe Biden is a potent candidate here. He's too old, whether he's a Republican or Democrat. I think he's too old. And, you know, all these yahoos in the Democrat Party who say, oh, we don't want an old white guy. I think it's amusing that Joe Biden is extremely popular. So I guess it's not that you don't want an old white guy. You just don't want an old white Republican guy. You don't want somebody who's actually a conservative. Be honest. That's what it is. Okay. I mean, if you're honest about it, that's fine with me. Joe Biden is dishonest in his presentation there, as are most Democrats when they talk about Donald Trump specifically, but about the comments that the president made after the Charlottesville incident. Now, I mean, I resent it that so many people use Charlottesville as this touch point of, oh, my God, this is the evil rearing its head in America. Look, I covered the KKK in person in Texas when I was a rookie reporter in 1993, 1994, I guess. So, you know, they're racists in America. That's not new. Donald Trump hadn't brought that out with people. I don't, you know, if you hate Donald Trump, you can sit there and delude yourself into thinking this guy's a racist when clearly he's not. Just like the Jews who say, oh, my God, Donald Trump hates the Jews. OK, yeah. I mean, his son-in-law is a Jew. His daughter has converted to Judaism. So if you want to delude yourself into thinking that he hates the Jews, knock yourself out, but the facts just aren't on your side. And it's upsetting to me to hear Joe Biden act like Donald Trump somehow was giving the secret green light or an overt green light to racists when he said that there were good people on both sides of the conflict in Charlottesville. Because the truth is, there were a lot of people, and I would be one of them, who says don't tear down these statues. Don't allow the fascists of the left, which is where I think fascism is coming from the left, from Joe Biden's party. Don't let them destroy the history of the country, symbolically or theologically, philosophically here. And that was what the president was talking about. And anybody who's objective about it knows that. This was not Donald Trump saying, oh, you know, there were some protesters over here and there were some nice Antifa people and there were some nice Nazis. That's not what he was talking about. And you're a liar if you're acting like he was saying that. And Joe Biden is a liar. And I think that it's not helpful if you want to be a serious candidate for president of the United States and you'd actually like to try to unify the country. You know, perhaps that should be one of the goals here. Don't just win based on division, but win on unification. I don't think it's helpful to discuss Charlottesville and the day of protest there that ended with one person being killed, murdered, as if that is representative of this bubbling problem that is occurring in the country. I just don't think that's... I don't think that's right to do, and I don't think that's accurate to do. Do we have problems? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you here on the air and tell you that we don't. But I found that to be a pretty cynical ad. And having been vice president for 8 years and in the Senate for 40, you don't think you have some responsibility for where we are? If things are that lousy, you don't think you have any responsibility for it? I think Joe Biden... That's a lot to answer for after that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.